two fucking idiots together in the same fucking pool.
Gene's probably drowned her in the hot tub. Death in the hot tub.
Yeah, let's hope
shoot her. Drowned her in the
bathtub. So fuck you. Go fuck yourself, Linda. You don't know how to slack. You're doing too much while you're slacking off. So fuck you.
Sweet Bob. Yeah, that's our Miss Brooks. You can always count on Bob for a word of encouragement.
Well, we don't get no encouragement from you. You tell everybody we're all dying. Okay? Remember what you say. Okay, Jack, you go on.
No. You're on, Jack. You remember what we say. You don't remember what we say either, so it's fair.
Go ahead, Jack.
What's up, Aya? What's up, Bob? What's going on? Y'all good?
Yep.
Are you you come to find out you're an icon and you didn't even know it. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
That's some shit, ain't it? You're a CEO runner and a big baller and a clothes designer and a active dreamers coordinator and a G-Bone She representative and a lot of good shit. Pretty busy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And thanks for the assistance.
And you run this basement zeitgeist trying to convince people that they have a chance to get out of this world alive.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, basement. I was going to ask you that question, because it seems like more people are now coming, like, I'm getting a lot more questions of people asking questions about what they're hearing. Before, they would, like, shut it off, but now as people are getting desperate, is that why I'm getting a lot more people, or we're getting a lot more people asking questions?
Desperate men do desperate things. California never burned before. They never had dueling, watch this. They never had dueling Category 6 hurricanes before. Matter of fact, they never had a Category 6 hurricane before. New York City's never flooded before.
It's true. But it doesn't, seem like it.
You know Larry, Daryl, and Daryl, don't you? You know Larry, Daryl, and Daryl, don't you?
Those are the new hurricanes coming?
No, Larry is one. And then there's another one.
Daryl's another one?
No. There's another one. It'll be the 14th name. 14th named storm. You can look it up.
14th named storm?
Yeah.
14th named storm. Tropical storm Nana?
No.
I don't know about the 14th named storm. I can't find anything on that.
Well, don't worry about it. Go ahead.
You just said that California never had a hurricane before, but that there hasn't been a hurricane in California.
We didn't say no. We said California burned.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. I don't know why I thought you said California.
We did.
But you said burned.
But not a hurricane, that burned.
Are there more burnings going to happen in California in the next following weeks or months?
Yeah.
Wow. But it seems like these burnings happen, but nobody talks about it. They talk about it, but they don't make it seem like it's a threat. Is that because they've lost control?
Yes.
Okay.
What's been your topic so far, Jack?
The two
hurricanes, Larry and Mindy.
Is that correct, Jack?
Yeah, that was it.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, sweetie. The way they name hurricanes is alphabetically, so L is the 12th letter, M, Mindy is the 13th, so I guess Ian is pointing to number 14, which will be an N word, is going to be the...
Nicholas.
It's been called Nicholas.
The big one.
Oh, well, that's kind of funny about how they're talking about that. This is going deep in my questions, but I was going to talk about the variants They had the lambda, which is the 11th letter, and now they're talking about mu, but mu is the 12th letter in the Greek alphabet. Is all this shit aligned, like with the hurricanes and then the variants? Is this all like aligned?
Yeah, 6 and 3 is 8, and 9 is 4 is 2, and 13 is 9, and sub 22, and 14 is a good number, and something, something, something. And then 11, 11, 12, 2, 8, and 6, 8, 9, you know how that goes.
Linear crap.
Okay.
They're just trying to keep the alphabetic. It doesn't mean anything except the alphabet.
Okay.
This way that's the way you sort it. That's the way you sort it.
Okay. Sort it. So is Larry going to be a bad hurricane? Is it going to be worse than Ida?
Oh, yeah.
Well, for you, Jack,
Ida,
you know, you're asking about
Ida
people. What about yourself? It's going to be bad or good for you.
I didn't ask about people.
Yes, you did. You said you asked if it's going to be bad. You should specify, are you asking for yourself or the world?
But then you'll yell, Bob, if Jack acts something personal.
Well,
right.
See.
You can't do that.
You can take a chance.
That's
Take a chance,
Jack.
Well, he might be asking for the world, Carol.
You're gonna
I think
wrong,
he's asking for the world,
Yeah,
you're
that's pretty
wrong, and you're going to be yelled at sooner or later. So you
yeah.
do it any way you want.
Get
you're
used to it.
You're going to be wrong.
I'm a fucking coach. I'm a life coach.
I've been
the original life coach.
I've been putting up with it for 55 years.
Yeah, Carol's my first.
Look where
whatever you want
me.
To call her. Where to get her? She's now in charge of
well,
everything.
You are a very dear acquaintance, Carol. You're a dear
acquaintance.
Yeah. That's
one of my better students.
Okay, Jack.
Yep.
Hey, Linda says, my Bray, B-R-A-Y. Speak English, Linda. Let's assume it's your fault, your fuck-up. Yes, it is. But Bray? Is that Minnesota talk? B-R-A-Y.
You know come on, don't you know
my Bray. My bad?
All right, so...
What do you think Bray means, Jack?
She might be trying to say my bad, B-A-D.
But she's drunk.
Yeah.
It comes from B-R-A-Y. Woo. Okay.
Yeah, she's super drunk. All right, so my first question.
It's all right. Yes,
I heard.
Mindy's after Larry. Mindy's after Larry.
Jesus Christ.
These two. Nan talks to dead people. You don't, Bob, so I had to answer Nan's
question. Fuck that. What do you call this? What do you call this goddamn show?
This is called Setting Up with the Dead, Bob.
Far as I'm concerned, Nan is fucking dead. Okay? So I'm talking to Nan, I'm talking to the dead. Okay?
All right. So,
well,
Bob.
Congratulations, Joe.
Ion, in Revelations 1, you said that you were a child, that the child was Ion. How were you a child? If you're non-physical.
We're gaining power. Gaining power.
So you started off as a child with no power.
We're hurting. No. We're hurting cat. We're just getting good at it now.
So what does that have to do with being a child?
Children don't herd cats well.
So if you were a child, were you a physical child?
No. Children aren't physical children. Now.
What are they?
We'd say power sources. That's what Hollywood's using them for. They're making them scream and take their blood and shoot it in their body. They see them as fountains of youth.
Is that why there's so many children coming? I think Jermaine was telling me the other day, she's seen a lot of, children, trafficking coming in right now. So that's what they're doing. They're taking the children and they're using them for power.
And they make it, and that's why Biden is letting all the children stay. He don't want the sand niggers, but he does want to chip the babies.
Oh, shit.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
It's very fucked up. Well, Biden's going to be up out of there soon, according to your Bible verse. Is this something that's going to be
happening in the next, like, before the end of this month?
We'll see. Look, it's looking up. He's fighting fire, trying to make a war to get himself to stay. Because he's got to get to stay if there's a war. So he'll pick some more battles and fuck some more shit up. But now he's got fires, and now he's got dueling hurricanes, which is pretty bad. This one's going to get Texas and the Carolinas.
Oh, Texas and the Carolinas. Fuck. All right. I heard you say that electric media made you autonomous, or made us autonomous. What's the process of electric media making people autonomous? If the body is supposed to be autonomous anyway,
you don't. Okay, it solves your problem. Autonomy can allow you to sit on your big old sofa and turn your TV on with your words. Turn on the lights. Have the thermostat corrected. Find a movie. Play it. Unlock the front door. Order eggs out of the refrigerator. Fix you a cocktail with 9 veterans or 9 crimes or 9 fuck-ups or whatever it is you're snipping on, or you're snipping on these days. Whatever, pour you another jug of 9 somethings. 9, Tony. Some 9, Tony. Get some of that. And then you turn the bed down. Turn the bed down. Feed the dog. Put the dog out. Let the dog back in. You know, just normal.
Got it. So would you say without electric media, would people be able to become autonomous, or they would have got to separate themselves and they were already autonomous?
No, they can. They can. Little House on the Prairie, they were good Luddites, and they learned how to separate it and have an individual place of power. However meager, you know, yet ever so humble, there's no place like home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why are they packing out all, like, college football started this today? I mean, these stadiums are fucking packed out. Is this a representation of, like, academia not seeming like it's obsolete? Is that why they're packing these stadiums out, to make it seem like everything is okay? Because, I mean, it's out of control how many people are in these arenas, or these stadiums.
The arenas full?
College football stadiums are packed.
Yeah, but you're saying that's fake?
No, I'm saying it's real, but I'm wondering, why are they having these arenas so packed when we're still, like, in the middle of this pandemic and, like, all...
Yeah, I had said education was gone. University education was gone. How come? Come on, Aya.
You closed it, Bob. You shut it down. What are you talking about?
Well, how come it's open?
They're playing ball, Bob. They're not going to school. They're just playing football.
Yeah, the football game stadium, Bob.
Are they fake? What's it mean to pack the stadium? They're not. They're
a lot of
what
people
are they?
Go to watch the football. A lot of people go to watch the football game.
Well, what's your problem, Jack?
So my question
black
is, like, you know, usually
white people, daddy,
usually
mamas, fans,
they haven't had
cookers. Let them talk. Let them talk. I am, for fuck's sake.
They haven't had, like, people pack out stadiums in, like, NBA, NFL, like, but college football, I mean, these stadiums are packed. And I'm saying, is that an example? Because since academia is obsolete, are they putting on this front to pack the stadiums out so people think college and all this stuff is still, you know, worth going to or worthwhile? That was my question. Ion, is that why? Why are they allowing these college stadiums to be packed?
Sorry, Bob, don't want us to talk anymore.
Well, when he's talking, come on, use your common nothing sense. Use your non-physical sense. Don't over-talk the callers. He's not talking now, so you can talk. Have you forgotten? Is this the tech body we're talking to?
No, but you need another piece of pizza. You got a little hangry going on.
No, you need to fucking operate politely with people on the show here.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be polite. We'll be polite. Now, Linda, go kill Gene. Shoot her in the head, and I hope you die. And what else did you say, Bob?
You're not determined by my behavior and actions. Don't compare yourself to me.
Oh, Oh, we don't, do we? Luckily, that's true. That's true. But yet, you make the rules, but then I guess you took the hypocritical oath, too. So,
yeah.
Okay, do what you do, not what we're supposed to. Do what you do and not what we're supposed to. Is that right?
No.
Okay, why are we only if we can't talk about ourselves, why don't we only talk about you?
No, I didn't say that. Just talk about something interesting. So, Jack, he seems to be talking.
But you're the only thing.
Go ahead, Jack.
You're the only thing interesting.
Go ahead, Jack. Ryan is,
yeah, so with the stadiums being packed, is that just trying to make all these young people and people think to go to college the thing to do? Like, look how packed the football games are. Like, why are they allowing this?
They've got to stir this up. They got to make it bad again. So you need a booster and a booster of a booster of a booster. Because now the only people getting COVID is the one that's got the vaccination. Well, that happened. You know, things like that happen. It's not that big a deal. You know, it's going to be okay. We'll get you. We're going to have a monthly booster and you'll be okay.
Mm. Wow. So they got to make shit bad. So that's why they're alone. Okay. Got it.
So let them gather so they get infected, Jack?
That's what it sounds like I am saying. So that's what you're saying, I am. Let them gather, get close, so they can get infected. So now they can push the vaccine more?
That's correct.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Same thing like in Philadelphia. They have this big concert, and they have everybody in the stands. It makes complete sense. They want it to get bad. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so I saw something on TikTok. There was a grocery store in Australia, and I mean there was like no food in there. Is that a part of the trucker strike? Is that why there's no food?
No, in Australia everybody bought it up because they can't leave their house now.
Oh.
They can't go out their doors now. Period. They had 3 cases of COVID and they're locked down inside a big fat bed. We told them to get out. We told them to get out. Didn't we not?
Where's
them
that?
Here, tell them to get up.
Where's Australia.
Interruption again.
Australia. Well, is the strike of the truckers in the United States, is that going to be when we start seeing no food in the grocery stores? USA going to have
that way. You should go to the grocery stores. It's already that way. You don't go to the store to make a selection. Now you go to the store and buy what they got.
Okay. That's pretty true. I don't really go to the grocery store. Jermaine usually does, but
Now you're very likely to go into huge swaths of the store with the shelves with nothing on it. Or let's say you go buy a ham, and instead of choosing a ham you want, there's only one ham in the whole store.
So that's you just got to deal with that. Got it. Okay.
Either hey there or they ain't got none. No matter how much it costs, they ain't got none.
Well, on our live show yesterday, Bob said that words are more important than thought. But I remember you said, you used to say that words don't have any power anymore. So which is it? Do words, are they important or no?
You're mixing two positions.
Okay,
so
let me rephrase the question.
That. You got to divide it. Because both may be applied.
Okay. Are words more important than thought?
You've never said anything you didn't think.
Never said anything. Okay. So. Okay, well, you also said that, you know, when you feel you've reached your ascension, when you have a thought and the things end up in your reality. But then you don't have to say anything.
That's right.
So thought is more important than words then?
We never liked words, but we used them as bricks in the mortar of your conditions.
So this is the confusion point, because you say it's not right to use your mind. So that's like the...
If you use your mind autonomically, that's not bad. It'll do... Your mind works. You just don't have to sit and try to parse out your mind.
Okay. I got that. I heard you say that the devil will cast you in prison. What do you mean by when you said that? That was in Revelations.
Iron bars do not a prison make. People are bound. You get bound. And the devil will put you in a prison. He will bind you. He'll make it where you can't leave. He'll make it where you're not happy, no matter where. You'll be in a palace and be miserable.
Okay, got it. Okay, and then you said something also in Revelations that said, he who overcome it shall not be hurt from the second death. What is the second death?
You got to ask it a different way.
Okay. What is the second death that you're referring to in Revelations?
When you separate yourself from the little man aspect of your body, the second death is what you have to die. So go ahead and die. It's like a seed has to die to bring forth the harvest. So you have to inside yourself die to self, whatever that means, and then you can ascend.
So you got to kill the little man.
Yeah, and or let him die.
Or how do you let the little man die?
Let him starve it, make him talk to Bob. You talk to Bob 3 or 4 hours and you'll consider suicide for sure.
Okay. So why do they call that the second death? What's the first death?
When you're born, then when they rip that placenta off of you, that's a death.
Okay. So when you're born, it's the first death, and then the second death is when you kill the little man.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Bob said on the show yesterday that there's no such thing as energy and frequency. Do you agree with that?
Bob didn't know.
So that's false.
No. It may not be false. He just didn't know.
Okay. I'm gonna ask some couple person. That's like kind of like all the questions that I have for some stuff that.
Okay, well, before you go personal.
Hold on, Bob.
Before you go personal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Ian. Sure. On Drudge, it says. Well, first of all, the Buckingham Palace has had the Queen's death plans revealed. Did the aliens in Buckingham Palace release those?
Yes.
Are they trying to... Well, they are mad at her, so they're going to be continue embarrassing her?
You're assuming she's embarrassed, so...
Well, they say she's mad, but that may not be true.
Correct.
Are they the actual...
She's often mad.
She's
how
often
she handles
what?
Things is... She's like you, Bob. How she handles things is she avoids them.
Like Carolyn. Me and Carolyn do that.
Don't drag her into your shit. Don't drag her into your shit.
Don't you drag her out of it.
Carolyn. Oh, okay. That's you gotta stare.
Yeah, I did. Okay, here are the headlines. More COVID cases than last Labor Day. It spreads among the vaccinated. Mew found in L.A. Fauci says, get set for Mew, or Mew. America in COVID funk. Are these, Arizona, 3,000 sick a day. Florida deaths at record. Is this the people dying from Delta? And it's all confused by these headlines, distracting from it?
Yes, of course.
So it's even worse than these headlines indicate in terms of your prediction that people will die from the vaccination.
We've been saying that since the itch, haven't we?
Yes. Nobody knew if it was going to happen or not. But would you say these headlines...
They still don't. How they look at it, they look at it happening. They look at it happening, and then they still wonder if it's happening, Bob. So, you know, what you going to do?
Did you kill the weatherman, Willard Scott?
He was talking. Carmen Miranda. He played his most famous thing he ever did. We love Willard Scott. The most famous thing he ever did was his impression of Carmen Miranda with the fruit on the head in drag.
Okay. Bette Midler calls on women to refuse sex. Is that going to take off?
No. Who would fuck Bette Midler now? She just said she wants everybody else to experience what she's experienced.
Okay. Isn't that the general trend of the baby boomers? They want everybody to experience what they're experiencing through their lives?
I don't even know. I don't even know what that is, so probably.
Okay.
We don't care.
So Biden is still grieving for his son, Beau, and he finds that not everyone wants to hear about it. Meanwhile, Peggy Noonan says, fiasco will stick to Biden. Pat Buchanan's forever cripple his foreign policy, I guess Afghanistan. There's lots of news about how Hunter Biden didn't get arrested in Dubai. Can you present something that...
He didn't get arrested in Dubai. He got arrested at Dulles Air Force Base.
Oh, okay. And, is there a way you can prove that happened?
Mm-hmm.
How?
You can look at the team that arrested him and where he's being held.
Well, how could we find out that? That's probably not available.
Just look it up. What do you mean not available? Everything's available, Bob. Ask Maddie.
So when journalists say, when they put up a fact check or something, some sign goes up, I don't get that sign. My stuff's always accurate, but I understand other people are getting it. On the Biden-Hunter story, is that the tech body putting up those fact-check reports, or the journalists are forced, if it isn't the tech body, the journalists are being told to say certain things under penalty of firing? Well, how's the discipline? Okay, first of all, is there a tech body doing those signs?
No, Bob, you're doing them signs. Marshall McLuhan said the medium is the message, so they're controlling the message in the medium. So they're controlling what's being said, so that is the message. So that becomes the medium. So they're using these words to say, no, nobody's dying from COVID. God damn, what's the matter? First, when they first started dying, they counted every death that ever died and said they're COVID. Now people are dying of COVID. Says, oh, no, it was appendicitis. It was appendicitis. No, he had a runny nose and he drank. No, he didn't get his nails did. He got to get his nails did. He got a hangnail. He got an infection. And we couldn't get
that. Carolyn was a
funny
guy on.
Because Carolyn.
Very funny.
Carolyn, don't interrupt. Don't interrupt.
Okay.
Don't interrupt. When we're speaking, you don't speak. Do you understand that? Don't do that.
Yeah, I get it.
And so then, I couldn't get my nails did, so I got an infection. I couldn't get no antibiotics because Carolyn Dean closed China and we can't get no more goddamn antibiotics anymore. So I died, and it's her damn fault because I couldn't get no antibiotics. So that's the reason I died. So now nobody's dying of COVID. When before, you see, actually, everybody was dying before. Now nobody's dying, and they're actually dying now. So. If y'all going to the ICU, you better get a reservation.
Okay, that's a good summary. So, what was the point, Jack? Why did he go on talking about all that stuff? He's showing that you can't die of COVID now. You get that, Carol?
And before, if you died of anything, you died of COVID, and now you cannot die of COVID. It's practically an impossibility to die of COVID now. Okay,
all right.
Here we go. Let's prove this up. All them people that saying Hunter Biden was not arrested with 5 kilograms of powder cocaine,
and a 13 and a 14-year-old child in a private charter plane out of Dubai. You know the trackers? You know the trackers, the plane trackers?
Mm-hmm.
They track planes. That plane can be tracked. All right. And we'll tell you exactly when it was. They were trying to get an extra day to get this stuff out of there. All the planes that were leaving Afghanistan on the 30th, all them planes was headed straight to Dubai. That's where they was going. He had
Why?
To get out of Dubai.
You mentioned that in my private session. Why are they going to Dubai?
The closest place to go. The closest place to go that can handle it.
They have to leave. They have to leave. And I don't get the problem. They had to leave, so they left. What's the issue?
Americans were on the plane. He would have been recognized.
Oh, was he on the plane?
He was in a private plane from Dubai to Dubai.
I don't know why you bring up Hunter Biden and his private plane and compare it to the planes that went to Dubai.
Because he was in Dubai when he left. He had to get out before they got there.
Oh, why? Because they would do something to him?
They would recognize him. And apparently somebody recognized something because the Delta Force was there to snab him when he landed. They normally don't check you when you land. They normally inspect you before you leave.
Right. So he got a private plane, and he was hiding in Dubai, successfully hiding, he thought. So, okay, all these people.
With children.
Yeah, why would he be recognized in Dubai? Couldn't he hide someplace?
Well, I guess like where he's hiding now. Why don't you,
He was supposed to be going to the airport the same day or before or after, so he'd be in an airport, with a bag over his head?
Okay, so he grabbed a private plane. Who helped him get the private plane? Me? Did I help him?
We don't care. He already had it. He had the private plane when he went there.
Okay, so he takes off and he gets caught. Okay, so you can show us the coordinates. Maybe you didn't say them yet.
Mm-hmm. And then when that happens, now where's he been since? Has he been on TV? Has Gail King interviewed him? Has he been on TikTok? Has he been on YouTube? Has he presented himself before the Supreme Court saying that he was not arrested of anything? Has he presented himself in the magistrate? Or is there any documents? People have documents when people are arraigned, aren't they? So those documents are available. They can find everything else. Hell, they documented thoroughly every bowel movement Donald J. Trump's ever had in his entire life. So they most certainly can find that.
So you said, so he gets to, where did he get arrested? Dulles Airport?
Dallas
Air Force. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he escaped. Well, what do you think, Kellen? Did he list a good number of ways we can find out? Oh, you were going to give the coordinates. You didn't do that. What time did he leave? What time did he arrive?
He left 10:33 Dubai time. Nobody knows when he landed. That's a secret.
Okay. So what does the double for Joe Biden think of this, or he doesn't care since it's not his son?
Well, he certainly hadn't mentioned it in a recent press release.
Oh, that's why he's focusing on Bo. He has to pretend he's a family person, so he's focusing on the dead brother.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jack.
Well, why don't he talk about Robin? He never talks about Robin.
Who's Robin?
His dead fucking daughter. You don't ever mention her.
Oh, good point. Yeah, good point. Well, he's an idiot, Ion. He's a dead idiot.
Oh, well, okay. But them dead people, they don't make them like they used to, Bob.
Yeah, so folks, he says, get set for Mew. He's all happy that he's going to have a reason why everybody's dying. And they didn't wear a mask and get vaccinated, right? He's going to use that. Use the Mew thing to keep on the same point that he's maintained. You said folks are going to die. How's that look?
A quasi atrophied muscle silhouette, I guess.
Okay, so Fauci is an important meme. So if he does die, it won't be announced, will it?
No, it would care. Nobody cares. They'd miss him for making those speeches. Because now he's saying herd immunity is going. Then, and they're trying to turn. What they're doing is they're turning the batch work. They're turning it into HIV. Well, the protease inhibitors are taking them out just like in HIV. And Fauci's got 11 patents for HIV that he'll use to make money from the new batch transfers for the new boosters. Don't worry, them boosters is coming. They ain't got a test for Delta yet, but them boosters is on the way. Don't you worry about that.
Are they planning on, have they found a double for Fauci yet?
No, nobody cares. They can just pick up anybody and they say, I'm Fauci. No, I'm not Fauci. You're going against me, you're going against the CDC, and you're going against America, and you're going against God, and so you can't go against me. You say all these things, but I am not a terrorist. I just need you to know that I'm not a terrorist. And I don't play one on TV, so anybody can say what he says, and that'd just be the new coach du jour.
Okay, Jack.
All right. I triangulated this deal that I'm working on, and I don't know how much to say the deal should be worth. So I'm working with that soccer player, Neymar Jr., and I have this esports gaming company, and they want to do a deal. How much should I say the deal is worth? How much should I say? I don't know what number to say without being like too extreme. But I mean, he's one of the biggest players in the world, so. What number should I say? Amount of money.
You have to look at the whole market. How much is that market worth? And then what percentage of that market would you be? If you're factoring money, you'd say it was a $125 million deal.
Yeah, because, I mean, the company is in Brazil. They have all these licenses for Brazil and esports and in Paris and France. So Neymar is huge in Brazil and he's huge in France. So I just don't, I know I could say a big, pretty big number, but I don't want to say some shit and it's like, you know, Jax is out of his fucking mind. We're not going to even do the deal. So, you know, what do you think?
They're going to do that no matter if you said it. If you said it's a dollar, you're going to say Jax out of his mind. It's no fucking good. If you said $10 or you said it's $200 million, they say, okay, we can factor that money. They're not trying to bump you. They're trying to make money. And so whatever you're doing, no matter what you say, what are you going to do? You got to do it. So
just do it. Got it. Okay.
All right. And if you're scared of it, say I'm going to make all the fucking money I can. Any questions? How much are you going to make? All of it. I want all the money it is. Yeah, that's how much. That's how big we're going to make this.
Is $2 million too much if
do
I say
like,
that?
Yeah. How much?
$2 million.
We said $125 million is what the damn thing is worth. A $125 million is what it's worth.
So
that doesn't mean
they
have to pay you that.
Yeah.
They don't have to pay you that. But are you trying to say I don't know? Okay, what you trying to say? What's the deal worth, or how much you get?
I'm trying to first. I want to know how much a deal is worth to like sign Neymar Jr. So basically, this esports gaming deal to sign Neymar with who he is and how popular he is in the market. This company's big in Brazil and France, where he plays. It's worth $125 million, is what you're saying.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to say that about Quavo, too, but we don't say that no more.
Hey, you know, it's so funny. You know, we have that, Bob, I forgot to tell you, I'm not in hell, and I won't say in Dubai. You probably put that shit on the internet. I have that whole conversation recorded of when we talked to Quavo. On Zoom, I recorded the whole thing.
Mr. Marshall?
Yeah, Mr. Marshall. Yeah, I have that whole thing recorded. That's pretty interesting. So, Bob, I don't think I told you this, Bob. What'd you say? Sorry. What'd you say, Ana?
We can't speak over you, or we'll be chasing, and we're sick of getting yelled at tonight.
No, you can speak over me. I don't care.
Yeah. Well, all we said was don't fuck with us unless you really want to fuck. If you want to fuck, let's go. Let's get her.
Yeah, that was. He hasn't talked to me since. I think he blocked me on Instagram or some shit. He hasn't even like.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny part about that whole situation is that he wanted to invest in like the operation that you guys have going on and what we're doing. He's like, yo, I've had this call. I'll give you any amount of money. And then after the call, it was like, fuck these guys. They're full of shit. They're fake. And then he got vaccinated. So then it's just like, it is what it is now, I guess. But it's not about Quavo, though. Back to Neymar. So he's worth 125. This deal is worth 125 million. So how much should I make? How much should I try to make from this deal?
All of it. 125
million.
What's wrong with that? That's not enough? Do you need more than that? Damn, Jermaine's eating good then if you need more than that. Shit.
Okay. I want to, I mean, G-Von I want
to. Fuck G-Von G. We're going straight to MA, baby.
All right, so I guess that's enough. You tell me this deal is worth $125 million based off the market and what it's worth. But I don't think this company has $125 million. But actually, the company's on the NASDAQ
you're
right now.
You're not, damn it. Stop. What? You're not.
Okay.
Listen, you're missing the whole point.
Okay.
You're missing the entire point. The point is the people that are going to do the deal, they're not going to pay you the full amount of the damn deal. They're not going to offer you $125 million. What's happening is they're going to participate with you at whatever level that is, and it's an ongoing thing. How much is New Capstone worth? It's worth a lot of money. That doesn't mean they sell that much worth today. You see. It's a process. And then you look at it and you adjust. And then you look at it and you adjust. And you look at it and you adjust. But never sell yourself short of the big picture. Because what they're going to do is they're going to take, they'd rather it be $200 million deal. Because if they did that, they would take it back to the money borrow against the $200 million of the damn contract is worth, and never don't give a fuck if you sell anything or don't. They made their money. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Because
you
cannot borrow
if you're struggling in business. You cannot borrow $100,000 at the bank. But if you don't need any money at all, you can have $100 million. They can work that out in a week. Easier to borrow $100 million than it is $100,000.
Why is that? That doesn't make sense. How is it easier to borrow $100 million?
Because $100 million is there's no loss. There's not a loss. $100,000 they know you're going to lose because if you only need $100,000, you ain't doing nothing. That's dinner and a movie. That's dinner and a movie. That won't even buy the natty light. That won't even buy the natty light to squeak in the styrofoam in the back of the truck on the way home from Applebee's.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense. All right.
You're going down with a nigga drinking Natty Light. I need somebody drinking Hennessy now. Come on now.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to need some assistance on making sure this deal I get paid my max price because I know this is one of those deals where I know I can get fucking paid off and I want the money, so... I'm asking your assistance.
Set it up. All you're doing is just set the damn thing up. Set it up so there's a space schedule. Don't let them borrow money on the deal unless you're involved in it. And whatever that is, you take a portion of it. And if they don't want to give it to you, then escrow it. That means you put it up so that they can't get it. And if you can't get it, they can't mess it up. And then you have a draw schedule where you draw down based on your production. And you're going to do this, so just do it. Quit talking about money you're going to make and start earning it. Fuck this talking about goddamn money. It's vulgar. Common people shouldn't even be handling it. Get busy. Well, the time it takes you to figure out if you're going to get paid, you can do the damn deal. The energy it takes you to figure out how you're going to get paid, you can have a deal done.
Okay, cool.
They either
want to
do it or they don't. If they do, then shut up and do it. If you get fucked, don't worry about it, then you can take it away from them.
Don't worry about it. If it's worth doing, you do it for free. Bob will fuck for free. You don't got to pay Bob. He'll fuck you for free. Just ask him.
No, I don't want to get fucked by Bob. All right.
That's probably, that's true. He'd pube you to death. You'd get pubed to death and be disgusting.
Okay, that's it for me. Thank you for the talks,
Bob. Thank you for letting me ask a personal question without cutting me off. And thanks for the
also,
show yesterday.
Listen, lay the thing. It was good. Crystal was a winner, wasn't she?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you mean by that?
On the chat.
Yeah, I saw her in the chat. I wasn't. She was saying a lot though. Was she giving good points or was she just talking?
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. You might have to ask Jermaine. She was more active in the chat than I was. So
yeah,
I know she was active, but I don't know what she was saying. So I can't speak on it. What do you think? Uh-huh. You were there, Dickie. Well, what's Dickie think? what does Dickie think about it? Since he was there, ask her.
We think it was very telling. That's what it was. It was very telling.
Oh, very telling. Oh, like telling who she really is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So what did it tell about her in the chat? What did she say it told her?
What did she say? Look at what she said.
Jermaine, do you know what she said or no? You do? Oh, yeah, because Jermaine is all. Jermaine takes the notes of what everybody says in the chat. So she knows what Dickie said, what some dude from Philly said, and she knows stuff. Do you have any things that Crystal said in the chat that I can read? All right, so we're gonna do some things in the chat. Somebody named Rebecca said hello there. Tamara said interesting. Somebody said tech body. Crystal said. The only time a lot of us even engage in tech body to listen to this bullshit. Oh, shit. Damn, Crystal, tell us how you really feel. I didn't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she's, okay. Well, there you go. It's very telling. That's I guess she said our show was bullshit. But yeah, she's on every week. But whatever. It's another conversation. All right. Yeah, that's it for me. Thanks for the comments, Crystal. I didn't know you felt like that. What's up, good? You got more?
It's fine.
Oh, hold on. We got
more. There's more. Oh, yeah. That was just a warm-up.
No, you're fucking controlling and over-talking. Who's that referred to, me or Bob?
One of you two.
Oh. Is Crystal here today or no?
Bob.
What'd you say?
Is Crystal on the chat line right now?
I don't know.
Oh,
no,
I'm gonna wonder.
Chat line.
I mean, on the show, because she said we were controlling and over talking. She was talking about one of us. I didn't know who I don't know who she was referring to though.
How do you see the chat? Where is Jermaine posting it somewhere?
No, she just takes notes of all the people that are in the chat just so we could, know about what to talk about for the next show or how people are engaging.
Well, you should send them to me. So, Jermaine, you should send your notes to me.
She said she's going to send them.
Okay, is that it, Jack? You're done?
Yeah, I'm done. Thanks a lot, Ayan. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
Tell Carolyn I said hey. She's still there.
Okay, Bert, you're on.
Oh, no.
Wait, who was it?
The imagery said that she was talking about the Louisiana person, whoever the Louisiana person was, but the imagery said.
Oh, that's the guy that when he came on, Dickie started laughing.
Yeah.
He came
funniest
on,
thing ever.
He said laughing
the
my
funniest
ass
thing
off.
Ever. Funniest thing. It's the funniest thing ever. In the
I thought
dark,
it was a girl. Okay, 949. Shut up, stop talking over me. Karen, or Abaddon, or 949. What's your name?
Yes, I'm here.
What's your name?
Karen Michelle Avedon. Karen with a C, actually. I'm the good one.
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
Oh, that's
okay, cool. You know about us from Jack's show, or you came in from another place?
No, actually, Well, it's, someone texted me his telephone number that I should call and listen, because, I made...
How long ago did they do that? Last week? Years ago?
No. Like 5 minutes ago.
you... You know, Karen, you have died. You were killed, Karen. You have died.
That's a good
and, well,
you
know that.
Yeah.
I live my
you know
whole
that.
Life like that. I live
yeah.
my whole life like that.
Well, let's
yeah,
not talk about you. You got Ion here. You're gonna ask, like, let's pretend you're meeting something close to a god, and you have a chance to ask some questions. That's what you've come into. Okay,
well, what would God like to ask of me?
He might have some questions
what
for you.
What are you doing? Why?
What am I doing and why?
Yeah, that's a good question. Look, you got to focus your energy and find out something that makes you happy instead of doing what somebody else says you have to do.
No. I found my happy, and I know what I'm doing and why.
Well, okay then, what is it?
Well, for the past, since 2008, and I always knew I was supposed to photograph something original,
mm-hmm.
because I'm an Avedon. And I really didn't like living under the dark star of everybody's fantastic accomplishments over me, because it wasn't Richard. He was even a further dark star than my grandfather, who made plastic bend, and the Rockefellers
right.
tried to kill my daddy for that patent.
Yeah, well, that seems right, and it's not too odd.
So I bend light, and I photograph infinite light beings.
Okay, and what we're saying is that that's not your in-line goal. That's what you're practicing. What you're fixing to photograph, listen, what you're fixing to photograph is what you were born for. That's why you're here. And that what you're fixing, it'll be bending light, but it'll be certainly something you can focus on. But you have a lot of competition because the digital body, the digitized version of life, is a hard Jackson Pollock couldn't make it today.
Oh my God. I was causing stills to move before they automated it, okay? So
yeah.
I was using an open aperture and using a still camera, but moving it to catch the moving light beings because I know what I do. And every single time I accomplished doing something like a space anomaly, they would artificially alter what still cameras could do so that what I was doing didn't seem space altering at all.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So besides
not
the fact
many people can not many people can judge an F stop by moving of a camera. That's pretty challenging. You gotta know what you're doing.
I don't even use the camera. I only use Samsung. I have domained every digital crypto mystic photon synthography to photonography so that I can own the conversation when I finally www.com where the NFT dot blockchain meet like a plus sign.
Good. All right. So the thing you're going to photograph that you're going to capture, bending light, is very spectacular, and you should own it. You should control it. So be aware
so
of that when it arrives. It's on the way.
So
you only have, you don't have, you hit the right place at the right time, darling.
Well, I've been waiting all my time for the right time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good for you. And then all that other stuff goes away. I got fucked and they got fucked and they should
no,
have
right,
fucked.
Exactly. That's
fucked. Yeah, all that don't matter no more after that.
Right. Because that's not the story that engages everybody that they want to know. You know, it's like they don't want to know that.
Yes.
So on top of being able to show the evidence of divine infinity in the atmosphere and the fabric of space and the loving intelligence in it, I was given the recipe for how to make the moonlight cosmetic.
Yeah.
Like,
but now there's three of them. There's three moons. So you have to learn, you also, in that process, you also have to shift between the three. Because you can't see them necessarily right this second, but you soon will. And when they do, you have to be able to disperse the different lights. Basically make them be filtered a different way so that you can identify which light's coming from which moon.
So inside the light, inside the light for me is the timefulness, which is where it's like timelessness, but it's the opposite of that. It's like the time is
there's no time. There is no time. There's not any time. So the only thing,
but
the only reason you're
time.
Giving red, whatever that means, all time is no time. If
right.
I have all the time, then there is no time. So
that's
all
right.
time is no time.
But it's accumulation.
But
in the middle of the nothingness is accumulation.
No, there is not an accumulation. No, there's only one really big now. It's a big now, but there's only now.
Oh.
That's why next thing you know, everything becomes, what you're calling days or even a picture. That's a string line.
The
linear.
The cumulus of the past with the cumulus of the now. Calling the cumulus of the future, cumulus of the infinity, that the infinity knows that
it
is.
You're talking over Ion. Relax a bit. Let her say her sentence.
No.
You call timelessness what I call timefulness. It's the same thing.
Okay, it's not. You're breaching infinity. And we say all there is infinity. You don't summons infinity. That's all there is. You're already in infinity. Now, you're using words to describe it. We have nothing wrong. We don't care about that. That's good. Congratulations. That's fine. But you can't author infinity or move toward infinity because it's already, be inclusive.
I feel that I do offer my own infinity. And I feel that I do call infinity to me.
But that infinity is already included in your infinity. There's not a segregated point that you're...
But I'm also linear. I'm also mortal. I'm also bound to gravity. But I am mortal.
No. Not for long. You're not bound for gravity long.
No.
The mortality.
But isn't that the cherry on top? That while I'm bound to gravity, I find the timeless infinity, including my mortality, in a weightlessness that is authentically really the brief id that is me?
Except for the morbidity, that'd be correct. The morbidity is where it gets to be issue and problematic.
There is no death. So when I say they photograph light beings, they're not ghosts and they're not demons and they're infinity.
But you don't reach to the infinity. They're already in infinity.
That's
what we're saying. Your words are fine.
That's right.
Your words are
fine. Right.
But you're saying it and we go, wait, that thing you're saying that you're going to already is. So
is,
no
I agree
to go
with
to
you.
Because it already is. So we're agreeing.
I agree.
That's good. Okay, now, there are earthbound spirits, that's true. There are anomalies and things that go on. There are angels, there are
things
that are moving stuff.
Yes, I agree.
And so, that's your new...
I muted Jack, you go forward.
You will.
I want to NFT my light beings and present them as living light beings and not just as graphic digital art. I've domained crypto-mystic and mysto-cryptic, you know, so that it's presented as what it authentically is.